Good morning, everyone. Charlie and his family have agreed to release a brief statement to share what we can with the media. We realize that people want detailed information about this horrific and tragic incident, but we hope you all understand that our primary focus must be on Charlie's recovery. We will do our best to give updates on his condition as long as it does not interfere with his progress. While it is Charlie's strongest desire that accurate information is being reported in the media, he is not able to discuss this case due to the ongoing investigation. As Sharon said, if and when any of our family wants to do an interview while here at the hospital, we will let the marketing department know and proceed from there. I speak on behalf of my entire family when I say we love Charlie very much. He is a special and unique individual who has been very brave and strong throughout all of this. He is actually helping us cope with what has happened to him. His injuries are serious, and while he will have a long road to recovery, he and his family are thankful for the outpouring support from the community, from his family, and his friends. With regards to his injuries, Charlie is recovering from 3 gunshot wounds, one to his right leg, one to his right upper arm, and one to his shoulder. He has undergone 2 surgical procedures to date, is having another surgical procedure today, and will require additional surgeries in the future. The damage from the gunshot wounds is extensive and significant to his dominant right side. We will pray for a full recovery, but it is simply too early to know the full effects of his injuries. He will remain a patient of St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield for an indefinite period of time. The family has the utmost confidence in the quality of the medical treatment he is receiving here at St. Joseph's Hospital. He is getting the best care possible. Charlie and his family want to personally thank the entire staff here at the hospital, all law enforcement, emergency medical personnel, and anyone else who assisted in saving his life and continue to assist in his recovery. Charlie is devastated. He is mourning the loss of many of his closest friends. He is deeply saddened by the fact that he cannot attend their funeral services. He and his family extend their deepest and heartfelt sympathies to the family and friends of the deceased, including the Peterson family. Their thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who has been affected by this tragedy. In response to numerous inquiries of where people can donate to Charlie's medical expenses, the Leona State Bank has established a Charlie Neitzel Medical Fund account. In closing, we ask that you keep us in your thoughts. All of your prayers and support are sincerely appreciated. Thank you. I would like to introduce Charlie's family who is with us this morning. Carol, his mom, Chuck, his dad, his brother Kyle is with us this morning, and Kyle's friend Michelle. Carol's other sister Shelley is with us this morning. Chuck's sister Dulcie is with us this morning. And 2 of Charlie's closest friends, Zach and Kristen, are here with us this morning. Did I miss anyone? Thank you.